الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل لتبلون في أموالكم وأنفسكم ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا وإن تصبروا وتتقوا فإن ذلك من عزم الأمور صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, previously we spoke about the remarks and statements that were made by the Yahud concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then what they said regarding Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then in the verse that comes after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how they will be rewarded, the full reward for whatever remarks and statements they made concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. So they will be rewarded, the full reward on that day. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that all of this is definitely a test. So consider this as a test. Allah says, لَتُبَلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. Definitely, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be tested in your wealth, in your possessions, and in your lives. So definitely we have to expect tests to come in this regard. And there is another verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this. Allah says, what should you do when you are tested? See, it's not necessary, it doesn't necessarily mean that when a person is tested, this is some adab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test a person's thabat, his steadfastness, his istiqamah, and how patient he is upon his iman. So this is how should we respond and react to a test when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with something. So Allah explains this in another verse. Allah says that you will be tested. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. So we will test you with some khawf, with some fear. We will test you with sometimes there will be loss of lives, sometimes there will be loss of thamarat, fruit, etc. Loss of wealth. But Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those people who make sabr. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتُ مُصِيبَةٌ. When some test befalls them, comes upon them, some calamity, whatever the test be, what do they say? How do they respond? قَالُوا. Immediately they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So when we say that, then Allah says, we are going to receive those special mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. And Ibn Kathir writes in his tafsir, he says that a person is tested. Sometimes a person is tested according to his deen. If he is strong on his deen, then he is tested more. يُبْتَلَ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى حَسَبِ دِينِهِ فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي دِينِهِ صَلَابَ زِيدَ فِي الْبَلَاءِ. If he is strong upon his deen, then he is tested more than others. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this. Why? To make hat, that is to remove the sins, to make maaf, and to remove and wipe out the sins of his special bondsmen, and to raise their darajat in Jannah. So who doesn't want his darajat to be raised in Jannah? Of course, we don't ask for a test to come. We make shukr all the time for whatever ni'mats we enjoy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has privileged us with. But if a test comes, then what do we do? Immediately we say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and we make sabr upon the trial. So Allah is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. Definitely you are going to be tested. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And most definitely you are going to hear from those who are given the book. In other words, from the Yahud and Nasara. What are you going to hear? وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will also hear from the mushrikeen. What will you hear? أَذًا كَثِيرًا. Things that will upset you, things that will hurt you. So they will make these statements and remarks that will upset you. And it will upset you a lot. Allah says, أَذَن كَثِيرًا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا. But what should you do, O Muhammad? Same thing Allah mentions here in this verse. Make sabr. If you make sabr, وَتَتَّقُوا. And then after it, you still continue with the taqwa. You fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Allah says, indeed, that is from those matters which are ma'azumati al-umur. From those matters which one should definitely be determined upon. In other words, don't turn away from this matter. Stay upon the sabr. Stay upon this taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to also make sabr and taqwa all the time. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.